As spring blooms in New England, people are escaping the coronavirus shutdown by going out for a walk in the park or in the woods. But what happens if you don't live near a park or some woods? WBUR's Barbara Moran took a walk with a botanist who says nature can be found everywhere. You just have to learn how to see it.
Watch where you step, and, you know, this is a interesting area over here.
Peter Del Tredici is taking a nature walk, sort of. He's in a small, scraggly patch of woods near the Charles River in Watertown, and he can barely contain his excitement.
And you can see here, there's all sorts of plants here. You know, when you go on a walk with me, if we walk more than 500 feet, that will be a major accomplishment because everywhere you look, there's something interesting.
What Del Tredici considers interesting is weeds. He's a professional botanist. He worked at the Arnold Arboretum for 35 years, managing their bonsai collection and becoming a world expert on ginkgo trees. There aren't any of those here, but Del Tredici bends down to point out a prickly green plant.
Now here you can see the multiflora rose, considered an ornamental plant in the 1880s and 1890s, but now, you know, it's a very unfriendly plant because it's got covered with thorns and it reaches out and likes to grab people.
Plants like this have a bad reputation, says Del Tredici, and he wants to help redeem them. For example, for many years, the federal government promoted the multiflora rose as a way to combat soil erosion. Del Tredici has documented this forgotten history in a field guide called Wild Urban Plants of the Northeast. That's right, it's a field guide to weeds. Only, he doesn't like words like weeds or invasive or non-native. Too judgy.
And that's why I like the word cosmopolitan. And this whole thing about dividing the world up into native and non-native, it's not really all that helpful. It explains what existed in the past, but it doesn't explain what exists now and what we're going to see more of in the future.
Del Tredici says his goal is to help us recognize and appreciate the plants we see everywhere but mostly ignore or despise. Clover and crabapple, daisies and dandelions. He stops by one of his favorite examples, a gangly tree with smooth gray bark.
This is the ailanthus, the famous tree of heaven, Ailanthus altissima.
The tree of heaven. Introduced into North America from China in the 1800s. Celebrated in the novel A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And now known to some as the tree of hell. Because you cannot get rid of it.
It grows by itself, which by certain definitions means it's highly sustainable because you don't have to put any resources in, yet you're getting a lot of benefit in terms of carbon dioxide sequestration, shade production that lowers temperatures, etc. So again, tell me what the problem is.
Well, for one thing, its flowers stink. Some consider it ugly. And it can suppress the growth of native trees and plants. All fair points, says Del Tredici.
But here in the city, where essentially all the native vegetation has been displaced by humans, well, that's one of these what I call novel ecosystems. It's in an urban context, I think this plant has a lot to offer us.
The tree of heaven and other plants with image problems, like knotweed and nettle, are the flora of the future, says Del Tredici. They can handle the hotter summers, heavier storm runoff, and increased carbon dioxide that are coming with climate change. They may even help us survive it. And they're right outside your door. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.